Hollywood. That's gooey, bally, hooly Hollywood. Where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pan.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's bruceandsalin.com. And certainly visit my website, brucesalin.com. This segment of our show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. Certainly write them and get their free newsletter, which I highly recommend. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. And one quick commercial aside I do want to make is I don't often take these freebies that some celebrities get to then promote, but I did in the case of some shoes I was sent by the company called Croc. And the shoes, the Croc shoes, C-H-R-O-C, those funny sandals, I have not particularly liked, but they have come out with some sneakers that they sent me. And my son and I each wore them, and I must say they were outrageously comfortable and didn't look near as goofy as I feel the regular Crocs do. And I hope Crocs does not mind my saying that, because they now have a very comfortable product that fits this dad. Anyway, it is Wayne Levine's time. He is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good to be here once again.
As always, you are a fixture that I depend on and I enjoy very much. We are talking about heroes, good and bad. On today's show, based on my column, Charlie Sheen is a Great Parenting Model, which, of course, I meant facetiously. That column can be found, of course, on my website, BruceSalin.com, or just Google it. You'll probably find it anywhere. It's getting some pretty good attention. I would very much like your take on role modeling, heroes, right and wrong, and all that, Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we were talking a little while ago, before we went on, that we're not always going to be thrilled with the role models that our children are attracted to. But the question is, whomever they're sort of gravitating toward, do our children know the difference between right and wrong? And I think ultimately we have to be able to assess whether that's the case, and if not, what is it that we can do?
Mm-hmm.
To instill that in them. And obviously, you want to get started early, because right and wrong, that sense begins very early in life. And it is what stays with them as they get older, as I can see in my college-age kids. I could see that they know the difference between right and wrong, ultimately, regardless of how thrilled I am with some of the choices that they make day-to-day. I'm sort of comforted knowing that wherever they go, they do have that foundation, and I think that's what's guiding them.
Where does that right and wrong come from? I know your home is a more secular home, so how are they getting right and wrong? Is it just by what mom and dad say, or is it how you live your life?
Well, mostly, you know, we judge each other by our actions, and our words have to align with our actions, or else then our kids are going to be struggling with that conflict. One of the things that we talk about all the time to the dads is that you can never not be dad when the kids are growing up. You cannot quit. You cannot be lazy. You cannot become complacent.
Or as I like to say, you can't be their buddy.
Well,
that's not the job.
That's for sure, too. We have to be consistent in our values. They have to see that all the time. And sometimes that's just a pain in the neck. And we're too tired. We've said it a million times, et cetera, et cetera. But in that moment, it's always worth making the comment. It's always worth reiterating that core value, so that the kids know they may have made a terrible mistake last night and they're throwing up, you know, as a result of it, et cetera, et cetera. But this is how I feel about it, and I need to remind you.
Right. I think one of the struggles a lot of parents face in this regard, and I do often, is not being cool in your kids' eyes. And cool It seems to be one of those rare words, colloquialisms, that has transcended every generation. They all use it. And I know that my kids do not think I'm very cool. And I don't really care, ultimately, because I care that they know what I believe and what I stand for.
Well, there are many parents who live vicariously through their children, and a lot of parents who are way too involved and really relating to their kids in terms of how they behave, how they speak, how they dress, and wanting to have that life. And I can see the attraction, but it's one thing to be the parents that are cool and the kids like to come over and hang out there. It's another thing to not be responsible. And we have a job to do. And we have to parent our kids, and sometimes, you know, we have to parent the neighbor's kids because they're not getting what they need. And you know, as we were bringing up the kids, we much preferred being the ones who always kept our eye on the ball, rather than worrying about that the other kids' parents were more popular at any given time.
Well, I found that keeping our eye on the ball, at least in our household, my boys would often have friends over for dinner. And in many cases, they had experienced few, if any, family dinners. And they would like to come to our home, not only because my wife is an excellent cook, but because they just didn't experience this sort of family camaraderie. And it would stun me that two working parents, and I understand that many families have two working parents, neither one could ever sit and make, or not sit, but make a meal, and it was always takeout or eating on the run, or every family member ate at a different time. So these friends of my boys would actually really look forward to sitting down and having the kind of adult conversations, as it were, that we would have at the dinner table that we do on a regular basis. And it stunned me to hear that some of these families do not do this at all.
Yes, and kids are starved for this kind of conversation. They may not know it because they haven't seen it. There are also a lot of people who sit at the dinner table and don't talk.
Or they read, or they're playing their video game, or they're texting somebody.
Well, that's unacceptable at our tables.
As it is at ours.
Of course.
It's very interesting. Very quickly, we don't have a whole lot of time. I am curious, Wayne, not to put you on the spot, but given that you're vastly younger than me, who were your heroes when you were growing up?
Well, I have to say that Groucho Marx was one of my heroes when I was in elementary school and junior high.
Good taste.
You know, I didn't know why at the time, but I can look back and see the anarchist in him was very appealing to me. And the irreverence and thumbing his nose at authority, which was something I completely related to because I had no respect for authority. And the use of humor, and you know, just in terms of our Jewish culture, that was always very appealing.
Did you know that I have conscripted Groucho, thanks to my producer Richard, to do a commercial for my book together?
Really, he's coming back for that.
He has come back for that. It can be found on my website, not to mention, and we play it on the show. But Groucho and I do a commercial for my book, which reminds me, let's do a commercial for your book.
Well, I'd like to, Bruce. And the first thing I'd like to say, if you need to know more about the men, go to bettermen.org.
Not too bad, not too bad. But what is the name of your book?
Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. You can get the book at the website, find out what we're doing to help men to be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be.
And NUTS stands for non-negotiable, unalterable terms, and these are the terms that you live your life by. And
it's an excellent book. These are the things that define a man, what a man's committed to, and without that, a man is adrift.
Wayne, as usual, thank you very much. We'll talk with you soon.
Hello, I must be going.
Goodbye! Thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen, and you can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can certainly go to my website, which is also bruceallen.com. We will be right back with Teen Rap and Pastor Drew Sands.